Blog Talk Radio.
Happy, fun to be around.
With me today is Chris Jasper. Chris, before we get started, let's tell everybody who you are as this interview gets underway.
Yes, I'm one of the Odyssey brothers, and my career got started when the three of us younger guys, me, Ernie, and Marvin, we had a group called the Jasmine Trio, and we played a lot of local dates in New Jersey. And at some point in time, the older brothers saw us, they liked what they saw, and we started to play on their record.
Oh,
How did your musical career come together? So many people are only exposed to the finished product of anyone's career on the surface. They have to dig deep or do research to get details. What was your beginning, and I mean as a young man? How did it start for you?
Well, as a young man, I guess you could say as a kid, I was around 7 years old, and I used to play music off the radio that I heard. And my mother asked me to take piano lessons because she saw that I had a knack for it. So I started to take piano lessons from a professor, Professor Gibbs, and he helped me a lot with, you know, reading and also analyzing music. And that's when I began to have an interest in composition and in songwriting.
The top of the world, see everything there is to see, check out the Louvre and the Champs-Élysées, but I'd rather be with you.
Brothers had more than a few errors. There was the Juan Records Twist and Shout error. There was the Motown This O Heart of Mine period. There was the T-neck Between the Sheets Go for Your Guns time frame, and the Warner Brothers. All great errors. When did you become an Isley Brother, and what was it like?
Well, I became an official member of the Isley Brothers in 1973. Although the three of us younger guys, we were playing on the records before then on songs like Work to Do and Pop That Thing, It's Your Thing. We were officially part of the group in 1973 with the 3 Plus 3 album. And 3 Plus 3, of course, means that the three older brothers, that was one group, were united with the three of us younger members, which was another group. So 3 Plus 3 meant the two groups were coming together.
There was a time when two of the Isleys and you formed a group away from the Isley Brothers called Isley Jasper Isley. How did that come about?
Yes, Isley Jasper Isley was actually a return to the Jasmine Trio. We had started that way, and Isley Jasper Isley was the three of us younger members doing what we had always done, and that was, you know, writing the music, performing the music. But the difference this time was that we got to keep our lead vocals, which we had done before on the Isley Brothers music, but Ronald would sing them over again. But with Isley Jasper Isley, we kept our own lead vocals. You know, we wrote our own songs and played it, and it was really no different recording as far as the process was concerned with Isley Jasper Isley than it was with the Isley Brothers.
It's all right.
Through the Isley period, what was the worst moment as an Isley component first, and then what was the best moment?
I guess the you could say the worst moment was the breakup of the group in 1984. That was kind of an unexpected thing. Nobody expected that that would happen, but if I was to pick one moment, that would be it. I guess the best moment, though, would be when the Heat Is On album went number one on the pop charts. We had not had a pop number one album, and that was the only number one pop album we had as a group. So I guess that would be the best moment.
Drifting on a memory, ain't no place I'd rather be than with you. Yeah, loving you. Well, day will make a way for night. All we'll need is candlelight and a song. Yeah, soft and long. Well, glad to be here alone with a lover alike. No sad to see a new horizon slowly coming into view. Yeah, I wanna be living for the love of you. Oh, yes, I am. All that I'm to me, yeah, my love and me, well, smoother than a gentle breeze, blowing through my mind with ease, soft as can be, well, when you're loving me. I wanna be
Chris, tell me a little bit about your personal life, your love life, and how that helped or hindered your career.
Well, my personal life and my love life, that would be my wife, Margie. You know, we met a long time ago. You know, we've been married over 30 years, and it's been great. I mean, I have three sons, and that's the best part of my life. And it's inspired me in many ways, and inspires, you know, many of the songs that I write, you know, love songs. And it's just been a great thing to have, you know, people that love you around you. And it's just a great inspiration.
I noticed on some of your songs, they have a religious or gospel overtone. Tell me about your relationship with a higher power, if you have one, and why you do.
Yes, I do have a relationship with a higher power. And I believe that I have a true calling. And I put God's principles in my music every chance I get. I think it's important to do that because many times people need guidance and they ask questions about you know, how they could deal with different problems in life. And God has put it in His Word how we should deal with life on a daily basis. So I think it's important to put those things in my music, and my relationship with God, you know, is very important to me.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Walking, we get ourselves together and live in love and harmony. Why can't we love one another while we await the Prince of Peace? Until we reach all.
And this is not a music question, but what do you think about Obama and the job he's done? And what do you think is ahead for us in the United States of America?
Yes, I think he's doing, you know, the best job he can with the situation he was presented with. It's a very difficult thing to come in as president and work through the number of problems that he has to work with. But I can say that in the future, though, what will be very important for this nation and for just about every nation is that education should be stressed, and it should be a big priority as far as what we expect of our younger people, because I can see that every day that you turn on the news that there's something happening that maybe if the individuals were educated, they would not participate in. So I think that that education should be stressed. People should be told to use it, you know, as a means to better themselves. And that's what I wrote a song, Keep Believing, about. It's about education and, you know, stopping gun violence, picking up books, striving for your goals. So I think if anything should be stressed in the future, that's one of the main things that people in leadership should be stressing.
Really appreciate your time, Chris. Wish you the best, and you can close with anything you want to share.
Well, I'd just like to thank everyone who has supported, you know, me either with the group or individually through the years. I think that's very important. I appreciate it very much. And I also appreciate the support of those in media, the people who play the music. You know, that's the way things are done. That's how this medium is communicated. So I thank you so much. And you can reach me at chrisjasper.com. Everything I do is there, as far as, you know, music stores or my calendar, whatever I'm doing is all at chrisjasper.com. So my Facebook information is there. So I'd just like to thank everybody sincerely for their support over the years.
Anyone who ever loved could look at me. Anyone who ever dreamed could look at me. I know I dream of you. Knowing I love you. So, anyone who had a heart would take me in his arms. Hurt me like you hurt me and be so untrue. What am I to do? Every time you go away, I always say, this time it's goodbye, dear. Loving you the way I do, take you back, 'cause without you I'd die, dear. Knowing I love you. So, anyone who had a heart would take me in his arms and love me too. You what?
Today we're talking to Josie James. I met her a long time ago at a George Duke concert. Josie, how did it start for you?
I started in the business as a session singer, working with great artists such as Stevie Wonder, Quincy Jones, the Brothers Johnson, Howard Hewitt, Earth, Wind & Fire, and jazz artists, the Crusaders, Stanley Clarke, and George Duke. Patrice Rushen featured me singing the lead vocal on What's the Story from her second album, Before the Dawn, and that was my first radio record. And then I was brought to Stevie Wonder's attention, and he recorded me on Songs in the Key of Life, singing on Another Star and Contusion. And after that, the work never stopped.
What was the inspiration for you to sing? Because singing is not easy. Even if you know how to sing, there's more to it than talent. Who inspired you? And this is not asking what singers. It could have been a parent, a cousin, anyone. But if it was a singer or group, no problem.
R&B, gospel, and jazz was a big thing for me growing up. I came from a musical family background. I always sang. And I was inspired by some of the very people I ended up working with, like Stevie Wonder, Al Jarreau, and Nancy Wilson. I was inspired by great singers like Aretha Franklin and Gladys Knight. And from all the different types of music that I listened to, my own sound developed from all of those different genres of music and singers.
Don't ever think you're out there on your own. Sometimes you feel like you're the only one. I wanna let you know, on me you can depend. In times of need, I wanna be your friend. Every cloud has a silver lining, and the storm will pass away. But while it's here, I will stay right by you and help you to that brighter day.
I wanna be your friend.
Always there to lend a hand. I wanna be.
Do you play any instruments?
When I was in the original George Duke band with Ndugu, Byron Miller, and Sheila Escovedo, now known as E, I started playing percussion. I learned some cool tricks from Sheila. I studied a bit of piano and learned how to play Red Clay by Herbie Hancock from the Freddie Hubbard album of the same name. And so I carried on doing percussion sessions with Nigel Martinez. And so, you know, when I'm on stage, I do play a bit of percussion.
Josie, tell me, what was your worst experience while performing?
I don't really believe I've ever had a worse experience in the music business, other than the fact that I think that as a singer, catching a cold would probably be the worst thing that could happen that would give me a bad experience. You never know when you're a singer what is going to happen. So I try to take good care of myself so that I don't have a cold or have any bad experiences.
Every night that I'm near you, I feel
Now tell me, what has been your best time during your career?
The best time is now, because I have a new album out, That Jazz, and it's been very rewarding to receive the positive feedback from it. And what I really like about the album is that the songs are originally written by my producer, Nigel Martinez, who comes from the Billy Ocean fame, and myself. But besides that, I think the best career time that I've had so far also has a lot of highlights in it that I can talk about, such as being nominated with a Grammy for working with the Crusaders and B.B. King. I recorded an album with them called The Royal Jam, and I recorded Street Life. And so as a result of that, I was nominated for a Grammy. Also, other highlights, for instance, having a chance to be in the studio recording with great people like Maurice White and Philip Bailey, and standing in front of a microphone doing recording sessions with them was a great highlight. And also, something that I remember was when I recorded on Songs in the Key of Life, I was standing with Stevie Wonder and George Benson in front of a mic when we did Another Star. So that was pretty special. I've had other great career moments, being a member of the original George Duke Band. And through that, you know, I had a chance to be on stage with great people like Stanley Clark, Herbie Hancock, Freddie Hubbard, and even George Clinton and Bootsy Collins at one of the George Duke gigs at the Roxy. So I've had an awful lot of great career moments. Those are really some of the highlights.
How many different people have you performed with? I know you were with George Duke because that's where, again, I first saw you. Whom else have you performed with, and what other groups have you been in?
Who have I performed with? As I said earlier, I've worked with or toured with Whitney Houston, George Duke, and most recently I've been working with Burt Bacharach. They're all totally different artists. I particularly enjoyed working with George Duke, and I really enjoy working with Burt Bacharach because in his show I'm featured as his lead vocalist and have been on a worldwide tour with Burt for a number of years. Usually what I tell people to do is go to my website, josiejamesmusic.com, to get more details about my history and who I've worked with, because it's a long list of names. And so I recommend that everybody go there to get to see all the history.
Romance,
How many solo projects have you had?
That Jazz is my most recent solo project. But I have also released other projects, such as an album called Candles, which was released in the UK. And I've also had several other releases in the UK, such as Call Me, Now or Never, Take a Little Time, and a song called It's Up to Me, all of which was played on major radio stations in the UK over the years. The people over in England are really familiar with my songs, and I have a very good fan base over there. They've really supported me, and I will be going over there to do some live dates.
What genre do you consider yourself?
My musical life is a mix-up of R&B, jazz, pop, which has a lot to do with where my music career has taken me. I listen to all the greats. I love the Ohio Players, the Isley Brothers. I listen to Miles Davis, Herbie Hancock. I listen to the Beatles, Burt Bacharach, just about everybody who was doing anything. I loved it and I listened to it, and that's what basically shaped my music, my sound, and everything that I'm into.
Let me know.
We're talking to Josie James. Josie, your latest is called. Tell me about some of the songs in the CD.
That Jazz is my new album, which is a mix of jazz, funk, Latin, and pop. The album opens with the song Anyone Had a Heart, which is the Burt Bacharach, Hal David classic song that I perform in Burt's show, except this time Nigel and I decided to do a jazz version. That Jazz is a tribute to my days with George Duke. The other song on the album, La Musica, is a Latin jazz piece that was really great fun recording with all the great horns and the percussion and everything, because, again, that has a lot to do with my love of Latin music. So La Musica is really one of my favorites off the album. Let's see, another track on the album, When Your Love. Now, When Your Love was released once before from my Candles album. It was considered a very popular soul classic in the UK. So I decided to re-record it again for the American listeners. Coming Back to Your Love is a track from the album, which is a smooth jazz piece inspired by my recent visits and performances in Brazil. Those are just some of the tracks off the album that have gotten an awful lot of airplay and of attention. People have their specials, but those are the ones that seem to be getting the most airplay. And I love the entire album, though. I love it. It was great doing it, and the response has been really amazing for every track on the album.
Josie, where are you headed from here?
I just recently did tributes to George Duke with the original George Duke Band, and that was a lot of fun doing that with Ndugu, Sheila, Byron Miller, and we are planning on doing some more dates in the future. Another project I also did was the music of James Bond, where I did a great concert with a full 60-piece orchestra, and that was really fun to do, and so I am planning on doing more Bond shows also in the future, and we're looking at dates for that. I have several dates coming up with Burt Bacharach, and it will be taking me to a lot of different places throughout the U.S., and also I'm planning on doing a That Jazz tour in the U.K., Japan, Europe, Australia, and the USA with my band. So we have an awful lot to look forward to, and we hope to see you there.
And finally, Josie, do you have any advice for people who are getting into the music world?
You've got to love what you're doing to do this. Being in the music business is not all the hype that you watch on TV. So my advice to people who want to be in the music business is basically to follow the good doors that open to you, not just any door. You lose time, money, and maybe even your career. I also like to say that it's really good when you can write your own songs and own them. When it comes to trying to be famous, I believe that people who do things to become famous by controversial means usually says a lot about that person. And in the end, history will not remember much except the negative things. So it's best to develop your talent and be sure to bring something positive to the world of music. I want to thank you all for your support. Please be sure to go to my website, josiejamesmusic.com, where you can buy my album, That Jazz, on iTunes. Also, be sure to check me out on Facebook and check out my fan page to keep up with all the current happenings.
Thank you, Josie James, and look for that album, that CD, That Jazz. This is the Funky Rhythm Connection.